kind of ironic the way this game works. You take out one of your top scorers the other night, and you get 7 goals in a game, more than you've gotten in any game this year, although I know it wasn't a very structurally well-played game.
No, it was a I think, as sloppy as you can be by both teams, but you have to try to win those games. And as I watched the tape and broke it down, we did a lot of good things, but both teams were really sloppy, and but we found a way to win.
Let's take the structure part out of it and just go from this standpoint. You get an early lead. You're not able to hold on to that lead, and now you have to come back. And we've been talking for weeks about all these psychological back and forths during the game. From that standpoint, did you like what your team did?
Yeah, when we came back and when they scored 2 quick ones and then we came back and scored 2 quick ones, that's what we're looking for. I mean, you look at the games last night, one team's up 3-0, they lose 5-3. You got to handle momentum swings. And we talked about that after the game and in the meeting this morning, that those are the things you have to bounce back. You can't be fragile and just start worrying about all that through the game. You got to bounce back, and I thought we did a good job of that.
Do you come back with Ryan Johansson tonight?
Joey will play tonight, yeah.
Yeah. What do you hope to see from him that you didn't see in the first 2 periods of the Dallas game anyway?
Well, just to play within the team concept. We're looking for him more with the puck, where we haven't been able to find him a little bit because he hasn't gotten back in the end zone to get into a breakout position. Just his overall game. We think there's more. We felt he was going down the wrong road and in some habits that were going the wrong way, and had a really good tape session with him the other day when he didn't play. He'll go right back in here. And as I said, he's a huge part of the team. We're not going to let him get into bad habits or anybody else here, especially him, because he's such a big part of the club.
Another big challenge to play without your top 2 defensemen the other night. What did you think about the guys that went in and took over?
We were good. I don't think we were playing against a real offensive juggernaut as far as a team, but I thought guys did a good job. We, as a team, not just the defensemen, at times we struggled, just as Phoenix did. But for the most part, our 6 played well, and we were pretty banged up there, so we found a way to win with them.
Bodner, Chuck, we've talked about him the last couple of weeks. Falk goes with him. They played together with the Lake Erie Monsters before they both came here. How much does that help to have 2 guys that are cohesive before they even come and play in the NHL?
Yeah, we like them together because of that reason. I think there's a little bit of a comfort zone, especially coming into the National Hockey League and playing these games. It's quicker games. We felt if we kept them together, they'd feel a lot more comfortable.
Last time you played the Flyers, they weren't very good. You were very good. How good do you have to be tonight?
Well, I never look at the last time we play a team. I look at each night, and we're going to have to be better than we were against Phoenix. Flyer team's coming off win Mason with a shutout. We need to be concerned about ourselves and just make sure we get a good start after a long travel day the other day.
Torch, thanks. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Head coach John Tortorella. Milan, back to you.